Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting second. The shortstop, Phil Lynch. Batting third. The left fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Downing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Al Downing. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Downing, and towards Lynch, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a pop-up towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lopez. Ward reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Lopez picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lopez. Robinson moves to third. Ward moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Berry. Downing reaches second base with a double. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lins takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lins moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle strikes out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to third. Lopez moves to second. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Howard scores. Lopez scores. Pepitone goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Yankees. Al Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Skowron moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for John Romano. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Skowron scores. Ward moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Yankees, 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lins hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Ramos fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ramos. Berry moves to third. Buford moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson is walked intentionally. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Buford scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 6-4, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Ward is walked intentionally. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Martin trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Kubek pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a line drive towards first. Skowron reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Renouf now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Cater hits a line drive into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy McGraw now playing first base. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-3 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ross Moschito pinch runs for Mickey Mantle. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ross Moschito now playing center field. Tom Tresh now playing left field. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilhelm strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-4 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Moschito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lopez. Berry reaches second base with a double. Lopez throws the ball into Boyer, who tags Berry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roger Repos pinch runs for Elston Howard. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopez strikes out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pepitone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 6, Yankees, 6. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jake Gibbs pinch hits for Hal Renef. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boyer moves to second. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 4 in the game. Richardson strikes out. There goes Boyer. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Jake Gibbs now catching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Hamilton covering, for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Moschito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lins misplays the ball. That's an error on Lins. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Ray Barker pinch hits for Ross Moschito. Ray Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 4 in the game. Tresh hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.